Hello.
This is Andrew with customer support. We'll return to your call. May I have your zip code?
91105.
Okay, thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Sandra Collier.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name. Did you place an order for something?
Yeah, is this for Mrs. Olivia Healing Herbs?
Well, this is a call center, so we're trying to find the order in your name so I can assist you. So the zip code is 91105.
Yeah, or it's 9-10-10.
910.
Yeah, 9-10-10.
05.
Yeah,
910.
91010.
Thank you.
Remember that?
Okay. And your first and last name again?
Sandra Collier.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't see anything in your name. Could it be in someone else's name in your home?
No. Here, let me look at the email.
If you have an order number, that would be helpful.
Okay, I'll find it. Okay. Okay, transaction receipt. Okay. Yeah, it is. Oh no, that's my phone number. Okay, would it be an invoice number?
No, it should be the order number.
Okay.
And when did you place this order?
On Sunday.
Okay. Spell your last name for me. Let's see if I can find it that way.
Okay. It's Collier.
Okay. And your first name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Sandra.
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Okay. I do see a Sandra Collier here. Will you verify that address?
185 East Glen Arm Street, Pasadena, California, 91105.
Okay, so that doesn't match this order, so it's a different person.
Well, I mean, I have a authorization code, the transaction ID.
There's no one else in your home? Who could have been in?
Nope.
Okay. What's your email address?
Okay, it's E as in Edward, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, Salon, SALON at gmail.com. So it's ESCEscapeSalon at gmail.com.
Okay, one moment. Yes, ma'am. So I still don't see anything. Now, what I can do is do an advanced search with part of the card number. So you're calling about something that you just placed an order for? Has it been less than 30 minutes ago or prior to that?
No. November 6th.
Oh, okay. Well, I can use part of the card number, the first six and last four, to do an advanced search. But normally I would have found something by now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the it's only showing me like, okay, so you know they sent me like a receipt, so my receipt is for $124.24, and then it just has like the invoice number on there, but it doesn't have like you said, like a it has a transaction ID. Would that help?
I'll try.
Are you
good? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 437-432-86588.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that number's not bringing anything up. Because I really need an order number. So what's the title of that email? Is that an order confirmation number? Order confirmation email?
It says a transaction receipt from Olivia's Healing Herbs.
Now, where'd you get the number to call this call center? Because you may need to call another call center.
I got it from their website.
You may have to dial it again. But like I said, I can use part of the card, the first six and last four. But I don't know if you have an order here because after all those different scenarios, I still don't see anything in your name.
Wow.
Did you want me to try part of the card that's being charged? Just the first six and last four?
The first six and last four. Okay, I got to get the card up.
Okay.
Okay. So the first six is 540324. And then
540324?
Yes.
Okay, and the last four?
5688.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so no one's charging that card here. So you may want to, I don't know if you can call your card company. They can give you some information about the company. You may need to Google it or check your number.
Okay, I'll go back and check.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.